Page 83. Listening. Exercise 3B.
Clothing, attitude, and success. Did you know that wearing a superhero t-shirt can make you feel more confident than wearing a plain t-shirt? Or that athletes wearing red feel physically stronger, able to lift heavier weights than athletes wearing blue? Or that people who put on a white coat do better on tests when they're told it's a doctor's coat? This isn't magic. It's because what you wear affects your attitude, and your attitude affects your performance. In my opinion, your clothing can be the key to feeling good, making a good impression on others, and being successful. When people say, dress for success, you might think, that's just for business executives. I'd rather just be comfortable. But choosing the right clothes may be more important than you think. For example, studies show that people in business clothes do better on tests. Basically, when you dress more formally, your mind is sharper. Anyone here wear a suit to school? Maybe you should, at least on test days. Another study found that dressing up makes you a better negotiator. Researchers put half of their subjects in sweatpants and t-shirts, and the other half in suits, and asked them to play a negotiation game. Those who dressed in suits reached better deals than their more comfortable partners. It seems that this is because those dressed in suits felt more confident and powerful. So I would say that if you need to negotiate, for example, if you're buying a car, dress formally. Now, maybe you'd rather not always wear traditional business clothes to work. Maybe you'd rather be a bit different. Well, it turns out that a little personal style can be a good thing, too. One study showed that people have a better impression of those who make small changes to traditional styles. Study participants thought a man at a party wearing a bright red tie was more important and more intelligent than men wearing darker colored ties. And when they saw pictures of a university professor wearing red sneakers, they thought he was more competent and a better teacher than a professor in traditional shoes. Would you feel comfortable being a bit different? Okay, enough about work. You also have a social life, and how you dress for it matters too. In fact, formal work clothes are actually a problem when it comes to socializing. Studies have shown that dressing formally makes it more difficult to be warm and friendly. Some offices have casual Fridays, where people dress informally at work once a week. That may not be ideal for negotiations, but it's great for creating a friendly workplace. Whether it's a business environment or a social one, you have a lot of control over your clothes. Think about what your clothes mean. And when you're getting dressed tomorrow, don't just think about what you'd rather wear. Instead, try to dress for success.